I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An Ohio woman was arrested after stabbing her boyfriend in the back and attacking him
literally
with a hammer. Yeah, like a literal knife. Now, the attack started when the girlfriend found something she didn't like on the victim's phone. I don't know what it is. What would you speculate it would be? Do you think it'd be like a photo of somebody
else? Yeah, probably
else?
A picture or text messages.
Yeah, well, that's what kind of set it off, something on the phone. She refused to give him the phone back, and the guy actually took it back, and that's when she decided to stab him in the back and in the arm.
Ooh.
The guy was able to get the knife from her, though, but she grabbed a hammer and hit him twice in the head. I just can't imagine. Have you ever bumped yourself in the head and it hurts? Like, I couldn't imagine hitting somebody with a hammer.
Yeah, she did not waste any time.
Like, to defend myself, I would, like, use a hammer to protect people I know, but not over a phone. He was taken to the hospital where he got 11 stitches, but has been since released. A Florida woman was arrested after attacking another woman. What was her tool for the crime? A vacuum.
What is up with these random household items?
I guess it's all that you got by there. So it's not known what led to the attack, but the woman was hit 3 or 4 times in the head, forearm and foot, and then officers arrived and discovered she had pot, 3 bags of cocaine, and a pipe inside her purse. I mean, I would do that. You ever, like, mess around, you put the vacuum by your mouth, kind of, and it's like you can't breathe? Like, that's a good way to, like, you know, like, take somebody down, kind of like, ha-ha, I can't breathe, sucker.
She is prepared for all kinds of stuff.
I'm just saying, listen, MYK, if you don't have anything available, and there's a vacuum, you put it up to their mouth so they can't breathe, right?
It would work.
I'm just saying, as a kid, I had a vacuum. I played around. So there you go. An Ohio man was arrested for drunk driving twice in one day by the same officer. What are the odds of that?
Wow.
The guy was first pulled over for speeding and failed a sobriety test. He was released to his girlfriend later in the day after having his license suspended. The officer saw the couple trying to get back into the man's car and reminded them, listen, you're not allowed to drive. You have a suspended license now. When the officer drove away, he noticed the man getting in the front seat, though, and driving off. The man was pulled over immediately and began begging the officer, hey, can we forget this happened?
No, we can't.
Can you forget this happened?
That's not how it works.
No, dumbass, we can't. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A Maryland man was arrested after pulling a fire alarm in his apartment building 37 times.
That
would get
annoying.
This?
No.
Oh, God, the fire alarm sound is the worst. He did that over the past 4 months. Last month, the police discovered the alarm was only being pulled on one of the floors. Okay, we're narrowing it down. They set up a sting, the operation inside the building, and they caught the man on camera pulling the alarm. When they found the guy, he told them, listen, I used crack earlier that night. He also said, listen, I like to use crystal meth frequently, which causes me to hear voices inside of my head.
Uh-oh.
He told the officers pulling the fire alarm helps him relieve the stress, and he didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Well, yeah, it kind of is, actually.
I'm not actually setting this place on fire, right? He was charged with causing a false fire alarm, possession of drug paraphernalia, and reckless endangerment. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.